the win against Pakistan was satisfying, and would you say that this is more satisfying than that win?
I think, you know, having back-to-back wins, and especially the kind of wins that we have had in the last two games, it's tough to get. So definitely both the games were important for us. And the way we played in this game also, you know, last game I said it was a complete batting performance, but this game also I felt we did really well with the batting. And we tried something different. Last few overs, you know, we actually went for the big shots irrespective of, you know, when the wickets were falling. We actually wanted to see, you know, how much we can push. So even when Raina got out, you know, there was Jaddu who went for his runs. And ultimately, you know, Shami and Ashwin were batting at the end. So that was good to see. And getting 300 runs was fantastic. You know, it was definitely a par plus score on this wicket. And when we turned up with the ball, I think we bowled in the right areas and we made it tough for the opposition to score.
Yeah. MS, what do you have to say about Shikhar's comeback in the last two games, the way he's batted, especially the way he's dealt with the short deliveries?
Well, I think comeback is only one game. You know, you can't say comeback for two games because, you know, let's forget that. I think he batted really well. The reason was, if you see, you know, he was putting in a lot of effort in the net sessions. And as I said, you know, a lot of times people talk about form, but form is something that nobody sees. It's just a matter of 15, 20 minutes. And maybe it was something, you know, that he spent in the last game, you know, that 20 minutes of initial batting that really helped him. And today also, you can see, you know, he was really batting the way he bats, you know, when it was there to play the big shots, you know, he did play it. And he was also rotating the strike. And he made sure that once he got his 100, you know, he was still there at the crease so that it was easier for the other batsmen also. So it's important, you know, if you get 100 and if you are able to score 130 or 140 runs, you know, you'll always see the team getting those extra 20 to 25 runs. So it was good on his part, you know, to make sure that he stays till the end because, you know, general tendency at times is, you know, for the openers is to, after the 25th over, they like to play the big shots. They think their job is over. But I think in these conditions, once you are set, you have to make the most of it.
Right. The Indian skipper said that the wicket was two-paced and that the wicket was slow and that is the reason that India won. So do you feel so? Was the wicket slow? Sir, it is two-paced wicket, it was said, you know.
In the second inning,
yeah. While batting, while they were...
Yeah, it's a difficult one to answer. But I think the bowlers bowled the right length. It was definitely two-paced right from the start, but maybe under the lights, because general tendency is under the lights, you know, it quickens up a bit. And we were able to get a bit more swing under the lights. And if there's an increase in pace, it definitely means, you know, if it was too paced in the afternoon and if the pace increases, the difference will rise because, you know, if it becomes quicker, then the slow one will still, you know, go slower. So I felt the mix of pace was good from our bowlers. But what was really crucial was the use of the bouncer. And I think the run out in the middle overs, you know, two run outs from the fast bowlers, especially from the deep, I think that really changed the game for us.
My batsman's form sometimes goes up and down, and you set plans as for bowlers, and sometimes they're not able to execute well. But this Indian team, especially in the limited overs, knows that fielding is their strength. So how much of that uplifts your morale in the dressing room, especially coming on the back of a, say, poor tri-series into the World Cup? How much of that lifts you, changes your mood?
I think what we know is we can add minimum 10 to 15 runs to whatever we score. So, you know, if you score 280 runs, which is a par score, we know with our fielding we can actually, you know, add another 15 runs. And the kind of fielders that we have got, you know, there may be one fielder or two, you know, who are slightly slower than the others, but by no means they are bad fielders. But other than that, I think we have got some excellent fielders. And, you know, apart from that, we have got fast bowlers who are above average fielders. So overall, you know, I've got plenty to play with. You know, I don't always have to think about which player needs to go where. So I have time to think more about the strategies rather than, you know, trying to use four or five good fielders and seeing, you know, what's really needed, whether I need to stop the singles or I need boundary riders who can stop the twos and the threes. So that actually eases the pressure off me. But it's something that you will see in the coming years, you know, with more players, you know, the fresh players coming in with the infrastructure that's provided to them and the kind of importance that's given to fitness. You will see more often than not the new crop of players, you know, they'll be really good in fitness, which will reflect in the fielding department.
Last four in English, Gaurav, Abhishek, and Mahajan, and the fourth on Neeru.
MS, can you talk about the first 10 overs? Is that one of the best you've seen? I mean, India conceded, I think, 3 or 2 boundaries in the first 10 overs. Is that the best you've bowled in the first 10 overs in the last 6 to 12 months?
I don't remember that much, but in the recent times, definitely it was a fantastic performance. You know, maybe the wicket also helped us a bit, but still, you know, hitting the right areas, the length, according to the wicket, how the wicket is behaving is crucial. And I felt that was the main aspect, you know, where we were really good. You know, they quickly assessed what was the right length to bowl, and they didn't give too much room. You know, when it was swinging, they made sure they bowled tight length, and at the same time, when it stopped swinging, they were bowling close. You know, they never gave any extra width to the batsmen, and most of their batsmen, if you see, they love that extra width. You know, right from the top order, they just love to have that width and they score quite freely. So it was important that we don't give them that width. And most important thing is, you know, you always have plans, but how we execute the plan. So in the first 10 overs, this was definitely one of our best performance in the recent past.
MS, did it feel like playing at home with so much support from the stands? How much of a factor was the crowd in the game?
Well, I'm glad somebody asked that question, you know, because the attendance was close to 86 or 87,000. Let's give the benefit of doubt, you know, 20,000 to the South African fans. But, you know, to get like over 50,000 people, you know, in Australia, I think it just adds on to, you know, that atmosphere that gets created. You know, it starts from the warm-up, and after the national anthem, you know, it just multiplies. So, you know, it's always good to play in front of good support. And the kind of support we are talking about, you know, even when we are playing in India, there are stadiums, some of the stadiums which don't have that kind of a capacity. So even when they are full, they are close to 40,000. So today we are seeing, you know, in Australia, close to more than 50 to 60,000 people supporting us. You know, definitely we'll need to give a lot of credit to them. So I think it's really heartening to, you know, see, you know, people coming from all over, you know, not only India, a lot of them are from Australia, from England they have come. So overall, it feels good to play in front of big crowds.
Last two.
After such a win, there can't be any criticism. But towards the end of our batting, it did appear that we could have scored more. Is it related to the fact that the other day you talked about the length at which the bowlers are bowling is difficult to clear the boundary?
Well, it is a difficult one. You know, it's not only us. You know, most of the sides, if you see, it's not easy to, you know, especially if you have lost wicket. If you have set batsmen, you know, they know the pace and the bounce and they can score. But if you see till the batsmen were batting, you know, so you can say till I was batting with Jadeja, maybe till that time, you know, we were scoring at a decent pace. So if it's difficult for the batsmen, you know, we can't expect Ashwin and Shami to score at 8, 9 or 10 runs and over, because more often than not, you know, the opposition won't allow us to score that freely. So till the batsmen were batting, I thought we were scoring at a decent pace. I don't know the stats, I may be wrong, but it felt good, you know. And also what was important was Ajinkya's batting, you know, because in the last game we promoted Raina ahead of him. But we had a chat with him. We said, you know, back your strength, use your timing, you know, because that's really your strength. If you look to give too much power, you lose shape and you're not able to score freely. But, you know, you just need to use your timing. And in this game, especially, I thought he batted really well. He backed his natural instinct, you know, his timing to a lot of extent to get the number of runs. So I was very happy with his performance. And slowly, you know, with more games and, you know, seeing the condition, I think we'll start getting more and more runs.
Just taking off from what you mentioned about Rahane, just wanted to ask him, he's one of the quietest fellows in the team, and his development over the last 1.5 years, how pleasing has it been for you to see, I mean, how he's evolved?
No, there has been improvement, you know, irrespective of the format in T20, ODIs, or as a test player, you know, he has really improved. He's definitely one of the individuals who's not very rigid. You know, he's quite open to ideas, he's quite open to try new things. And, you know, once he tries it out, you know, he gives you a good response as to whether it's working or not working for him. And also, he's one of the fittest guys. You know, you see him on the field, he's very quick, and his intensity actually never drops, you know, right from the first over till the 90th over, if you see a test match, which I feel, you know, to me, that's what fitness is all about. It's not about how many beep tests you can do. So it's really nice to see him. You know, he's not someone who owns a position, in the sense he's not somebody who wants to field at covers. You know, wherever there's opportunity, he's willing to go there, whether it's boundary, covers, you know, leg slip, anywhere. So, you know, it becomes slightly easy. But what has been really good is, you know, him backing his strength, which I feel is timing, and, you know, exploiting the field to a lot of extent. So it's really good to see him, you know, get the kind of runs, and how he's getting it is very important.
Your fourth question in Hindi, Gautam Bhattacharya, number one.
Yeah, he just says, yes, you tell him we're supposed to do this. Yeah, like, yeah.
MS, it is commonly usually seen that India performs better in ICC tournaments. But despite that, for a team that was struggling to win for the last 2.5 months, how do you explain this tremendous turnaround?
Well, we kept it very simple. You know, right from the start, you know, we knew it will be slightly tough for us, you know, to turn it on. The reason being, you know, we'll be here for 4.5 months. So we wanted to test or give players more opportunities in the tri-series to some extent. You know, there were quite a few players who were injured also. So we kept the intensity a bit low, you know, during the tie series. Still, we wanted to win. We pushed for the wins, but we are not able to get that. But at the same time, we knew with the World Cup right at the corner, you know, this tournament was much more important to us, and we had to make sure, you know, people with niggles, they don't come into the World Cup. So, you know, any individual who had a bit of niggle, you know, we kept him out of the 11 because we didn't really want to push that particular individual. And also, you know, we had put in a lot of effort in and time, you know, in these 15 to 17 players. So this is the right time. You know, they have played ODI cricket for the last couple of years minimum. So, you know, when you're putting in so much effort, you have to make sure that these individuals who are playing for the last couple of years, they turn up for the World Cup, because you're giving them minimum 40 to 50 games. So to some extent, you can say they are the experienced ones. So I feel, you know, we kept it simple, and that really helped. The 10-day break also helped us to a lot of extent. And once we turned back after that 5 to 10 day break, you know, we made sure that we used the practice in the best possible manner. We requested for a few central wicket packets. That was provided to us, and we gained a lot of out of it. We had a few long practice sessions, but we made sure that in between, you know, we have complete day offs also. So we have managed all these things well, and I think it's also a lot of credit needs to be given to the individual, you know, support staff and the team, because to have that healthy dressing room atmosphere, you know, despite the kind of losses that we have faced, is something that is very difficult. And not to forget, you know, we get criticized a lot when we are not doing well. So you may ignore it to whatever extent, but it still plays a part.